On a gorgeous day like today, you see the sunshine finally. It is nice to look out of the Allstate Showcase studio and see the hustling and bustling of Michigan Avenue. And we have no one to thank but Allstate. And Joe Schneider is here. And nice to see you again.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
How's everything, Joe? Everything's good?
Everything is wonderful, especially with this weather. Amazing.
Isn't this perfect?
Isn't it great?
Finally.
Yeah. I know. It's still a little cold, though. It'd be nice to wear shorts without having a winter coat on with it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But summer is coming. Memorial Day is next weekend already. And you have been with Allstate how long?
About 12 years. Yep.
It's a long time.
It
and
is.
People are going to be hitting the roads for family vacations.
Well, even more so with these TSA lines, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, Steve Cochran put it best when he said, okay, if you have to, like, say you're going to St. Louis, that's a 6.5 hour drive, maybe 7 hours. But if you're going to spend all your time waiting in that line, why not just drive?
Take the ride. Why not?
Get some good tunes on. And
so Wendy and I want to buy TSA line insurance, and that's something that's new, right? You guys haven't provided
talk to somebody else.
All right. So, but a lot of people are going to be hitting the roads because of the TSA lines. I took my first family trip last summer. We drove to Nashville, and I didn't know if we were all going to come back alive because this was our first time we went. Two teenage boys. I figured out the best thing to do is rent a minivan with captain's chairs so the boys can't touch each other. That to me was very smart. We're doing it again this year. But is there something we need to know as people are hitting the roads to travel for the holiday weekend and summer vacations?
Yeah. Well, you know, Allstate came out with a really slick app called the Good Hands Rescue app. Obviously, I'm biased, but this thing is really awesome. It's free, which is great, but it also gives you peace of mind. You don't have to be an Allstate customer. You log into the app. It's GPS based. So if your car breaks down, let's say you have a dead battery, a flat tire, or you need a tow, the app will actually track you, and you can select the service that you need, click a button, and then they will send a provider out to you.
Oh, nice.
Now, the service itself isn't free, but the app
right.
is. The service, I think it's a tow is like $99 for the first 5 miles. Battery jumps and flat tires are about $69. But it's really nice to have that peace of mind at your fingertips.
Which you will pay anything for.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding. If someone can zero in on where you have broken down, especially if you're on a country road
exactly.
with John Denver, it would be really nice. You'd pay whatever to get some help.
Yeah, and you can also get the status of the provider coming as well wow. because it's a two-way kind of GPS thing. So.
I just saw a thing. John Oliver has a show on HBO. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's on Sunday nights, Last Week Tonight. And they just did a thing about how inaccurate 911 can be in similar situations. But he said there's plenty of other providers, including stuff like Facebook, where they can pinpoint you to the smallest detail. That's valuable in a situation where you're pulled over on the road. You want them to find you in quick.
It's crazy. I used it here just to see if it would pick up. It picked up exactly
perfect.
My location. And that's kind of difficult sometimes in Chicago because you've got all the buildings and everything, so
right.
it's really slick.
All right, so again, to get this, Joe, and you don't have to be...
Why wouldn't you be,
customer,
though?
Customer, yeah, you should be a customer
yeah, well,
anyway.
Obviously.
Right. How do they pick this up? Where's the app available?
So you just go to the App Store, whether it's the Android Market or the iPhone App Store, and you search for Good Hands Rescue, and it's...
Good.
Really easy.
Good. What other precautions should people know about, especially if they're taking longer car trips in the summer?
Yeah, well...
Don't bring your teenage boys.
Right. Leave them at home.
Yeah.
Where nothing could possibly go wrong.
All right.
Yeah, by themselves.
They'll be fine.
All right. Call me later.
Just give them some Smart Pop and some High C. They'll be fine.
Too funny. Well, obviously, I mean, if you do have a breakdown, there's certain tips. If you can, get out of traffic. Shoulders, exit ramps, medians. Those are the safest spots. Stay in your vehicle until help comes. Lock your doors if you don't know the neighborhood that you're in. If you can't get your car off the road, don't stay in it. Put the hood up, put the flashers on, and then when you can, get to a safe area.
Yeah.
And then wait for help. Also, you know, pay attention to your surroundings. You know your location. Look for highway signs, restaurants, mile markers, so that you can kind of know where you are at all times.
I get kind of scared going to Peoria, first of all, because it's Peoria. Second of all, no, wow. I'm kidding. My brother lives there, but we take a roundabout way where we get off of I-80, and it's the country roads. And then, like, coming home, I don't know, I think of, like, Twilight Zone episodes, and I get kind of scared when you think about how dark it is, no one's out there. So this app would definitely give you peace of mind.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's really slick. A couple other things that we do recommend if you are going on a road trip, make sure your car's road ready. If you're going on a long trip like Nashville or something like that, taking in a mechanic, just have them look at your air pressure. You know, make sure your tires are okay. Air
filters, get an oil change.
Oil change, windshield wipers, windshield wiper fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure your car's ready to hit the road.
Joe Schneider is an Allstate agent and has been for 12 years, you said?
Yep.
And where is your office located?
I have one on 521 West North Avenue in Old Town and another in Lincoln Park at 674 West Diversity.
Two offices, Joe.
I do, yes.
Life is good.
Life is hard.
You know, there was, I really apologize for not knowing the chef's name that was killed in that accident that happened on the Eisenhower. It was a chain reaction thing. Again, this crazy weather we've been having, it wasn't winter anymore, and there was some black ice on the pavement. And Bill, you and I were talking about this off the air. It's like if you get in an accident, common sense says get out and exchange information, and that's how he got killed.
Right.
Although, I guess in ice, it's a totally different thing. So you mentioned stay in your car for the most part, but if it's, when did you say to get out? That's what I'm confused about.
If you can't get the car off the
highway, off the roadway.
Itself. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you don't want to stay in the car because you could get rear-ended by an 18-wheeler or a car or whatever. But
and I want to stress the flashers, the emergency lights, because I was in a situation on Lake Shore Drive a couple of weeks ago where somebody had some sort of an accident and was pulled over but didn't have those lights on. And you come around a bend and don't even see the car, that's really dangerous.
Yeah, and I also think putting the hood up is key because, you know, everybody, unfortunately, a lot of people are texting and driving these days, and it drives me insane. But, you know, they'll see that hood more than they'll see the lights, you know.
From either direction, you know, from behind
it or
in front of it.
Are there any statistics that show if accidents, my guess is accidents have risen over the last 10 years because of people texting and driving. Are there stats like that anywhere? I'm sure there are stats.
Yeah. I do know that it's a very big problem.
Right.
It's an epidemic. I mean, you just driving down the interstate, you can see probably 6, 7, 8 cars out
constantly.
Of 10, 12 are texting and driving. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Although I'm noticing it's people around our age group because the kids have really been scared straight, basically, to say, look what can happen when you take your eyes away from the road for 1 second.
Yeah.
So I feel like people in their 50s are more to blame because they grew up with their iPhones. We didn't.
Yep.
We still think it's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've also thought about this. Tell me if this is even legal. I don't know. I've seen trucks pulled over and they'll put orange cones by the trucks as if to tell drivers, stay out of this lane. There's trouble ahead. My truck is pulled over. You could do that in a car, couldn't you? Could you?
Yeah, I don't know about blocking the lane off, but I have seen it before. If somebody's off to the side, the cars, you know, if you have an emergency kit in your car, you can take that little orange thing and put it like 20 feet away
just
from the car
people,
to warn people.
Coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Don't do what I did. Bill, when we worked together, we did mornings at Q101, and on the way to work in the morning, in the wee hours, it was still dark. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when I hit the deer?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I hit a deer getting on to the Stevenson from First Avenue, and I had a Ford Probe at the time, and it was really a low front of the car. You hear horror stories of the deer like coming up on the hood and cracking your windshield. It didn't do that, but it just appeared out of nowhere. I hit it, and it hit the ground, and I felt sorry for it because it didn't die. So dumb me, and again, this is what not to do, I actually pulled my car out a little into the traffic so I would block cars hitting this deer because I thought this is going to be an accident just waiting to happen if the deer's on the roadway. So I risked my life for this poor deer that wouldn't die, and I called 911 and said, please come and do something with it because I didn't want to leave it there. So don't use your car to block a lane.
Probably not a good idea.
I know.
I'm not judging.
Wendy also exchanged numbers with the deer, which I think is
and he never called me.
That's a waste of time, Joe. Let's be honest.
I agree.
Dumb buck.
Right. Dumb buck. Joe, thank you very much. If people want to know more about any of the things we covered today, what's the best way to reach you?
You can call me, 312-787-0221, or email is joeschneider@allstate.com.
Two offices, Joe.
Two offices.
Very impressive. It's Joe Schneider, everybody. We'll take a quick break
so
and then
much.
More show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.